with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced he's levying tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico, both starting August 1st. The president detailed the planned tariffs today in letters posted to his social media account. Yesterday, the president got a firsthand look at some of the flood damage in central Texas. He spoke with one set of parents who lost children.
They lost their child or two children, and just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster.
Meanwhile, correspondent Julie Walker reports records now show that FEMA removed dozens of Camp Mystic buildings from a 100-year flood map before their recent expansion.
Federal regulators repeatedly granted appeals by Camp Mystic to remove buildings from FEMA's 100-year flood map as the camp expanded along the Guadalupe River in a region known as Flash Flood Alley, according to a review by the Associated Press. At least 27 children and counselors died in the July 4th flash flood. FEMA included the camp in a 2011 map, which meant it was required to have flood insurance and face tighter regulation in any future construction. But in 2013, 19, and 20, FEMA granted appeals to remove 30 structures from the map. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent explains why Senate Republicans want to add additional spending for the Defense Department's upcoming budget.
We need much lower cost interceptors and missiles because of the asymmetry. You know, a ship's attacked with a drone that costs $5,000 and we got to use $1 million missile to take it down, or $1 million ordnance. So all those things are important.
Senator Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about their values. Michael Harrington takes a closer look at their responses.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding a number of vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of those bills that he rejected with a veto would have protected parents from charges of child abuse merely because they refused to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. Three other vetoed measures would also go after DEI policies. This is SRN News. The State Department is firing more than 1,300 employees in line with a big reorganization plan initiated by the Trump administration earlier this year. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The reduction of force is a consequence of the reorg. It's not a consequence of trying to get rid of people. But if you've closed the bureau, you don't need those positions. Understand that some of these are positions that are being eliminated, not people.
Boeing has reached a settlement with a man whose wife and three children were killed in a deadly 2019 plane crash in Ethiopia.
In 2021, Boeing accepted responsibility for the Ethiopia crash in an agreement that allowed victims' families to pursue individual claims in U.S. courts instead of their home countries. Citizens from 35 countries were killed. Several families of victims already have settled.
As correspondent Mike Hampen, the deal announced Friday came just days before the scheduled start of a trial stemming from the Boeing crash. More details at srnnews.com.